This is KCUR 89.3. Kansas City can't seem to get a handle on gun crime, with homicides and shootings on the rise. So there's an ongoing question from residents, elected officials, and the two people who want to be mayor. How many cops is enough? KCUR's Sam Zeff set out to find an answer.
It's 4:30 on a Saturday, and we're climbing into a patrol car to start a long 10-hour shift in KCPD's Central Patrol Division. And officers Kelsey Wingate and Uriel Ojeda are already behind.
Starting our shift with all these cars already waiting for officer response.
Almost a dozen calls for service pop up on their laptop. Wingate says most shifts start this way.
It's very common for us.
There are right now 1,350 sworn members of the Kansas City Police Department, and almost everyone agrees the KCPD needs more.
I don't know what that magic number is.
That's KCPD Chief Rick Smith, and while he doesn't have a magic number, he has a wish list.
I know I'd like to have neighborhood officers for every sector in the city. That's about 38 more officers just to do kind of neighborhood policing, quality of life issues.
After some thought, Smith says 150 more officers would be good. But violent crime isn't curbed with just boots on the ground. Smith says he wants more detectives, and a second shift at the crime lab would be nice. For Sergeant Brad Lemon, president of the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge that represents KCPD, another 100 officers sounds about right.
I also remember a time when we had over 1,400 police officers on this job, and we did a spectacular job.
It's not that calls go unanswered or crimes unresponded to, but, says Lemon, cops rush from job to job to job.
I hear from officers all the time that they just don't have time to handle calls and all their, you know, properly. They're getting pushed to answer as many calls as possible.
That's certainly true for Ojeda and Wingate on this Saturday shift. It's 4:35, and their first stop is a possible domestic violence call at an apartment on Armour Boulevard.
Police department.
Nobody's home, but there's plenty of work to do. They check on a woman in Midtown who appears to be off her medication. She's okay, and a neighbor stepped in to help. A generation ago, this wouldn't be a police problem. Now it is, and the department, says Smith, has added social workers, and he'd like more.
When we can't solve that in 5 minutes on a call, and that family needs more help than we can provide, or direction, or whatever the case may be, that's where that social worker comes in and helps.
Pick up information on a homicide that occurred in Charleston, Missouri yesterday around midnight, 30 hours.
The officers respond to another medical call with paramedics and then roll to a fight at a party at the Negro Leagues Museum. At 10:31, they're running to 8th and Jefferson to a call for a man who shot himself in the leg. He'll be fine. But there were.
For the gun, he said he threw it out the window.
He threw the gun out the window.
Turns out he didn't throw the gun out the window, but panicked when questioned. He hid it under the bed. Then the officers get a shots fired call in Westport.
Out of the way.
And police officers now passing the scene in regards to shooting in Westport, Maine.
As they race to the scene, they hear it's a triple shooting at an under 21 club. Keep in mind, there's still 3 hours left in the shift, and all of this happened in Central Patrol. Elsewhere in Kansas City this April night, an officer shot and killed a suspect. There was a sniper in an alley and a serious car accident. So what's the formula? What's the answer to how many cops are enough?
But I will tell you this, more officers does not necessarily mean less crime.
It's not just how many cops, but how you use them. That. And what the mayoral candidates have to say when I see you for part two tomorrow at this same time. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sam Zeff.